Good morning, Orlando. This is Deborah Roberts, and you are listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio 102.5 WFLA. Now in studio, your host, local real estate expert, and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Good morning, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-255. Or if you like information about how it works, you can go to laurahasthebuyers.com. So, you know, we're fast approaching the holidays, which is no big surprise. Hope everybody's in tune to that. I mean, Hanukkah is going on right now and Christmas is next week. So everybody is in those last minute preparations and everything. And we're in preparation as well.
That is correct.
So we actually are having a holiday open house today at the office that we wanted to invite everybody to. And it, you know, we don't always talk about our office and all that kind of good stuff, but we do have one. And so between 4 and 7 today, we're doing a holiday open house. And the office is at 610 Sycamore Street in Celebration, Suite 350. So we're on the third floor. And it's between 4 and 7. And the thing is that Celebration has a lot of stuff always going on during the holidays. So we kind of coordinate it with that there's now snowing going on. They actually have the ice rink down there. But then at our office, you know, we've got a few different activities that you can do and holiday treats and all that kind of good stuff. So just wanted to make sure that if anybody wanted to come, to let you know that you're more than welcome to stop on by.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
So again, the address is 610 Sycamore Street at Frontgate Realty, and that is Suite 350 and in Celebration. So right downtown Celebration, we're in the building between SunTrust and Columbia Restaurant.
Yep. So, big brown building, so you can't miss us.
Can't miss us. So hope a lot of you decide if you don't have anything else to do, come on down, enjoy Celebration. The snow starts at 6. I think it's at 6, 7, 8, and 9. But there's a lot of things to do before that. They usually have the horse-drawn carriage out there and the train and all kinds of good stuff. So if you want to, you know, step on by. But getting into that, there's three reasons why you should list your property during the holidays. And most people think, oh, I don't want to do that or anything like that. So we'll go into the three reasons why you should. And the first one is to capitalize on less competition. And I know that that's actually true. I mean, we've got a few properties that are coming on the market in January that people are waiting. And so if your house is on the market now, then you're not competing with all the new stuff that's coming on. You're kind of in your own field out there, which is a great thing as well. The number two reason is that you can enhance the emotional experience. And we know that that's true, too, because your house is decorated and just more in a festive, happy place, mm-hmm. you know, during the holidays than other times during the year. So that's something that definitely will help people out as well. And then the number three reason is that you're going to work with motivated buyers, because people think that nobody's out there looking right now, and that is absolutely not true.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Everybody always asks, oh, do the holidays slow down? And honestly, I don't ever really see a slowdown, I guess you could say. More people like to come in. For one, a lot of times the homes, they're very merry, you know, like they're into the spirit. So it puts you into the spirit and they smell good. A lot of times they have all these cinnamon broomsticks or they've been cooking or what have you. And it just, to be honest with you, Christmas time, you know, or the holidays this month always, I think, puts people in a better mood as it is. So they are more cheerful and they're more, you know, apt to letting you in.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really good. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate. And remember, if you want to reach us, call us at 407-566-2555. So when we're also looking at things, you know, I thought this was an interesting article that it said fixer upper or money pit, how to decide. Because as the inventory, you know, when I first got to Central Florida, you know, 20 years ago, roughly now, you know, it seemed like most of the houses were new and everything. And there are still a ton of new construction and a lot of those things that are out there. But now the inventory is aging more, and you have to, before you never even had to really think, is the roof old or has it mm-hmm. been replaced? But now you do have to think of that in most cases when you're looking at the established neighborhoods and stuff like that. So is it a fixer upper or is it a money pit? You know, that's just how do you decide? And the first thing is that you have to look at the scope of the project. And probably the easiest way to do that is a couple of ways. Is number one is by having an inspection on the home
yep.
to actually know what the scoop is, if it was something that you should have done or should do or not do or mm-hmm. how in depth it is. And sometimes we actually have to go further than the regular inspection yeah. and have experts come out and really look at it beyond. The inspector can identify what the problem is, but then you might need a contractor to come out to actually determine, you know, what the scope of the work is that really needs to be done, as opposed to just a surface kind of deal on that. The second thing is to set a budget. So basically, when you're looking at it, if you're getting a deal on a house and you have some repairs that you need to make, you know, it still is important that you have the budget and make sure that it's appropriate for that home and for what you're going to put into it and what you want to put into it and everything like that. Because it's very easy to overspend. Mm. It's usually harder to underspend than it is to overspend. It's usually easy to overspend is what comes down to it. And the third thing is to establish a team, is to make sure that you've got all of the people put together that are going to be able to do it. That, you know, whether it's yourself, whether it's your friends, whether it's a contractor and subcontractors mm-hmm. and all those kinds of things, depending on what it is, of who can actually do what and what people's expertises are, and you know, having those bids and that kind of stuff up front is really important as well. And, you know, meet the neighbors and the building association to make sure that significant renovations may require approval from the homeowners association. And, you know, sometimes if it's such a big renovation, you might actually need to have the neighbors buy in too, because sometimes they need public hearings on that kind of stuff. Usually not the stuff you're doing on your house, but, you know, sometimes, you know, depending on what you want to do, is you want to make sure. And then you want to protect yourself and make sure that the contractors are first licensed with the state. Secondly, you want to make sure that they have liability insurance and workman's comp, and make sure that that all exists too, because those things are so critical when it comes to whether or not, you know, something happens. Because as a homeowner, if somebody gets hurt on your property, you know, you don't want to be liable for that if it's a contractor worker or somebody like that. So you want to make sure that they've got appropriate insurance to cover that, and you're not liable for it yourself. So, you know, in most cases, they don't have to be money pits, but they only become money pits when you don't plan and you don't stay on top of what's going on and yeah. don't hire good people to get it done.
Yeah, they always say, I mean, I know that there's always a budget that comes into play with it, but, you know, like you were saying, you know, if you get an inspector in there, and then the best thing to do would probably be to get like a licensed contractor in there.
Right.
Not like a certified handyman. There's totally a difference between those two.
Right.
And then that way you're getting more, you know, of somebody that can see a bigger scope.
Right.
You know, and then also, like you said, I mean, if anything you're doing on the outside, you got to, you know, get a permit for. But if you're taking a window out or putting a window in, or you're changing the doors out or what have you, a lot of times, yeah, you do have to, you know, get permission. And a lot of times with the HOA, just from anything. I mean, I'm getting a roof put on, and I had to get permission of what color roof I'm going to be putting on.
Right.
And then I want to change my front door, and they even said I had to get permission for that. So
yeah, you do have to get permission for all of those things yeah. normally in a normal exactly. homeowners so, association. Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, and it's like, you know, it's like I've said before many times, people are like, oh, I don't want a homeowners association. But when you go down to it and you look through it and all that kind of stuff, you know, and it's like, what they really expect you to do is not as overpowering as you think. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pumet, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or if you like information about how it works, you can go to laurahasthebuyers.com. And one of the things that, you know, we were kind of talking about getting ready, like it, when you're purchasing a house, if is it going to be a money pit or, you know, a good investment for you. So it kind of goes into the same thing that we're going to talk about now is like remodeling for profit. Are you going to remodel for profit and that kind of stuff? And this article actually goes in and says that since 2010, the cost to remodel has increased by 30%. And that does not surprise me at all because 2010 was kind of the middle or the low case of where the lowest prices were in the houses and, you know, contractors were having a hard time getting work and all of those kinds of things. So actually the middle of 2010 was the cheapest you could get anything. It's the cheapest you could buy a house. It was the cheapest you could get any repairs done or anything like that. So housing prices are up, I'm sure, 30% from where they were in 2010.
Easily.
And so it just makes sense that the remodeling costs would be up that much too, because everybody was selling something for nothing because everybody just wanted to survive is basically what happened. But when you're really looking at it, the number one things that they suggest that if you are doing upgrades to your house are the roof, the air conditioner, and the electrical and the plumbing, which are kind of the 4 points.
There you go.
You know, if you have a 4-point inspection, those are the 4 things that you're going to inspect. And the reason that you're going to inspect those is because that's what insurance companies require in order to get insurance. And so the thing that a lot of people don't necessarily know is that every house is not insurable. I mean, just like they kind of have their own records, you know, just like we had those pre-existing conditions in the medical insurance. You know, when it comes to homeowners insurance, a house can have a pre-existing condition as well, meaning that there's a lot of claims and that kind of stuff on it. And when that stuff happens, it makes it so that it's more difficult to get insurance and sometimes almost impossible to get insurance for. So you definitely want to make sure that the house is insurable, and that's one of the things that I suggest that right when you get a house under contract is that you're going for the insurance right away to make sure that you're going to be able to get it and it's the price that you want. Because there's certain things like there's polybutylene pipe that still exists in many houses in Central Florida. And that was a plastic pipe that there was a class action lawsuit on. And as a result of that, the pipe just tends to spring a leak. Somebody explained it to me that, and I'm not an engineer, obviously, that they didn't put enough oil in the mixture or whatever when they were doing the pipe, so they get brittle, and so then it causes leaks. And so as a result of that, it can cause a whole house flood or a leak in the slab and that kind of stuff is what has happened in a lot of houses. And so they're really big insurance claims. Generally, when it happens, it's a catastrophic event for the house. So it's very easily resolved by repiping. And there's a lot of companies out there that do a great job of repiping the house. And it isn't as expensive as you would think it would be to completely replumb the house. I was shocked how cheap it was when I first heard about it. I mean, it's not cheap when it's happening, but in the big scheme of things, it's not as expensive as you would think. And so, So those kinds of things can happen. You know, in some cases, in some of the houses that were built in the early 80s and the 70s, I've run into this where they have aluminum wiring. That aluminum wiring, when you research that further, what the deal of that is that the wire gets hot very quickly, which to conduct electricity, and in manufacturing facilities, I think they use it all the time. But when they were using it in residential houses, you know, it has the opportunity to cause fire. It hasn't caused fire, obviously, for those houses that have been built for, you know, 40 plus years. Wow. that they don't have, you know, the fires and that kind of stuff in those houses. But just the fact that they have that aluminum wiring in the house is something that's a cause of concern for insurance companies, because it's more likely to burn, I guess, or more likely to cause a fire. So, and obviously we all know about the roofs, that if, you know, the roof lets the rain in, that's not a good thing. And so they have to be replaced with the sunshine beaten down and the hurricanes that come through every once in a while and that kind of stuff. So the roofs are something that you have to be concerned about. And then, you know, the life of your air conditioner.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, it has a shelf life. And so when that wears out, you know, we're not too happy about going away without air conditioning in this part of the country. And even heat. So
I don't have no heat, so I had to break down and get me some space heaters. But they actually work pretty good.
Yeah.
So it just depends.
Yeah, I have heat in my house. So, but I, you know, it's warmed up again, so we don't really need it at the moment. But basically, the bottom line is that looking at those things, you know, those are all things that are going to be inspected if somebody's buying your house. So making sure they're in working order is really a good thing. If you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the news talk station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. We are home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. So basically, you know, what a lot of people are upgrading, you know, to, and that today when they're remodeling, is they're remodeling for their own lifestyle. And when people are staying in their house longer like they are now, I think that's absolutely great. Yeah, there are so many, there's so many times that people think, oh, I'm going to remodel because I'm going to sell, you know, and then they don't enjoy it. And so you might as well remodel and enjoy it while you're living there. And then you can pass that on to somebody else. And the most disappointing thing I think for sellers is, like, for example, if you put in new carpet and, you know, you think it's great and you're ready to sell and it's all going to look good and all that kind of stuff. And the first thing you hear the new buyer say is that I'm ripping up that carpet. And you're like, what? You know, it's brand new. It's beautiful. But, you know, it's not their taste or whatever. Yeah. And so, you know, you run into that a lot. But carpeting is easier to rip up and replace than tile is. Tile's a lot more work to rip up and replace.
Correct. Yeah, I get that all the time, like you said. I mean, people always come in and they're like, oh, you know, I don't like the carpet because allergies or whatever have you, or stains a lot. And then I'm thinking, oh my goodness, the seller just put in here, that was their highlight of the listing, was brand new carpet in the rooms or something.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's like you definitely have to make sure that when you are preparing your house that it is as neutral and as, I guess the word, I'm trying to look for the word, but I think that it's like more versatile than anything, that anybody can go in there and do anything with it, like a blank slate of a canvas or something. Mm-hmm. So anybody can go in there and do it. But in general, it also says, which makes sense, is that when the hotter the market, the more likely that you're going to get money for your remodels. And that's disappointing for a lot of people, because when, you know, in the house is going to stand up to the appraisals that are in the neighborhood. Most of the houses in Central Florida outside of the luxury market are very similar to other ones in their neighborhood. And so if an appraiser comes in or they're getting a bank loan on it, it's got to compare by price to the other things that have sold in that neighborhood. And so when you put a lot of upgrades in it, you may not be able to get them out because it's not going to compare to the other properties. And as long as what's in those, it's within those four walls, they kind of have to do that. Because when an appraiser is doing it, they can look at pictures at other places, but they don't have the luxury of going in and looking at that other place, comparing it to yours. They go into yours, but they can't necessarily compare it to the house down the street that they didn't get to go in the inside.
Correct. Yeah.
So they have to kind of assume that it's the same. But if you do have upgrades, they'll pick your house above somebody else's. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com. And we will see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or will buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or if you like information about how it works, you can go to laurahasthebuyers.com. And one of the things that always confuses me a little bit is home energy scores. You know,
His and hers or something like that, right?
Yeah. There, more cities are requiring sellers to share home energy scores with home buyers so they'll know how much energy a home will use and that energy will cost them and how efficient the home really is. And one of the things that I think is great is that in this area, if you want to know like what the old owner did, you can always call up the electric companies and for any address, they'll tell you what the average cost of the electricity is for that home. Now, that in my mind is good, and that is also bad because what comes down to it is that in that some people put their thermostat in the summer at 70 and other people have it at like 76.
Yeah.
And there's a huge difference in the amount of energy that's going to be used and everything as a result of that, you know, just that change right there. So, you know, if you're selling your house, you might want to keep it a little bit hotter if you want people to come and, you know have a good energy
rating
on it, on what the bill is, because it comes down to how much dollars and cents it is for all of us. But basically, you know, energy is something that everybody's always looking at from a score to 1 to 10, you know, where it is. And 5 is the average home. And 10 is the most energy efficient homes, which obviously are probably mostly the new homes.
Yeah.
Because they do have the double pane glass. You know, a lot of times they've upped the insulation in the attic. And then in addition to that, they put that radiant barrier up there that keeps it extra nice in the attic. Because in probably my home, you know, it's like I don't have that radiant barrier. So what happens is that the attic gets so hot, and so, you know, the only thing in between it is the it's even hotter than it is outside.
Yeah.
So it puts a drain on your AC system, and my ductwork obviously goes through the attic. So the cooler you can keep the attic, probably the better off you're going to be in your bills and all that kind of good stuff too.
Yeah, plus they have the appliances.
Yeah.
The ACs are going to be energy efficient because now I think you have to go with 14 SEER or something like that.
Yeah.
To be the higher the SEER, they told me, is the better, you know, the energy efficient. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that you can do. But like you said, because, yeah, I'll go into those new homes and they'll say, you know, your average monthly cost is like $96 a month or something. And I'm like, what? I'm paying like 3 times that. And my house is like, you know, 3 times the size, but in the small side of it, you know, and I'm like, there's no way.
Yeah.
But they say that that's what it is. You know, they insulate the walls. You know, they even put, they said some of the homes, depending on where you're going, even in the block, they insulate the block. You know, there's like just so many ways that they're doing stuff. So it's amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, you can always upgrade your house to that, but it's like we don't usually think of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that, you know, it does come down to a point where it probably does make sense, obviously, to get new windows and stuff, to get the double panes and make that. And
I did the radiant barrier. It cost me a few bucks, but I'm going to tell you what, I mean, first month or two, I mean, my light bill dropped $30-$40 right off the bat. So I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah. So those things right there, I mean, there's things that you can do. And I bought a new TV last week. Because one of them went out, and the sticker on it said that it was going to cost $8 a year.
Crazy, right?
$8 a year for the electricity on that thing. So I thought, well, that's pretty good, you know, and all that. So I had to hang it up, and when the old TV that was the exact same size was probably 4 times the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And the bolts that went into the bracket were like, you know, 4 times the size and everything like that, too. It was just kind of, it was interesting, you know, so it's not that old, but mm-hmm. you know, it just kind of conked out. So I think it was like 5 years old or something like that. But $8 for the year, I thought that was pretty good. But when you're looking at $8 for every single item in your house, you know, it kind of adds up. It adds up. So basically the bottom line is knowing what's going on. And one of these things is that it says that a lower score on the energy thing does not mean that a house is poorly built. Many beautiful, well-constructed homes have a four or less, but the score indicates opportunities for future owners to make improvements and that kind of thing in order to help it out. So you definitely want to look at that. And when you are looking at houses, and even when you're looking at yourself, you know, consider what the energy things that are going mm-hmm. on in there and what you can do to improve it, because it's like, why not? You know, it's like, that's what we all want, obviously, is to have lower bills and everything more efficiently and save the environment and all those kinds of good things, which only makes sense. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty, where your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. So, you know, one of the things when that, you know, I was looking at that, it's like when you're putting in an offer on a property and, you know, what do you want to ask for and what do you want to do? Because the worst thing that can happen to you is that the seller can say no,
mm-hmm.
you know, but there's different times where you're not able to be as choosy as others. If you're in a multiple offer situation, you're not going to be able to have the right to go mm-hmm. ahead and ask a lot of questions or ask people, you know, for different things and all that kind of stuff when it comes down to it. So when you're placing a counter offer, you know, you might be asking for something in return and making sure that everybody has a win-win situation and that kind of thing with it. You know, a lot of times when buyers find the house they're looking for, they put the offer in and the sellers always counter, and then the negotiations start and the buyers are hoping to look down their dream house and to get knock down the price, and the sellers are looking to get top dollar. So, you know, coming down to actually make sure that everybody feels like they won mm-hmm. is really a huge part of the negotiation process when you're going through this. And so, you know, it's not really necessarily like there's a buyer side and a seller side, which there is, but the important side is the side that everybody agrees on and that everybody's happy with. And you definitely need to do this in whatever transaction that you're doing, because it's not like you're going to the store and you buy something and it's that transaction is done. This transaction takes usually 30 days or so. Yeah. And so you want to make sure that you've got everything all lined up, because if there's any doubt in anybody's mind, it's just going to be a roller coaster those whole 30 days. Are they going to go through with it? Are they not? And so if you're not sure that you want to sell, I wouldn't be signing that contract. If you're not sure that you want to buy, I also wouldn't be signing mm-hmm. that contract, because you want to, you know, find out what's important to the buyer or the seller. And, you know, a lot of times when it comes to negotiations and somebody's turning down an offer, it comes down to something that people don't even think about asking. And it might be the date that somebody's going to move in.
Yeah.
You know, it might be the closing date. You know, it's like if they could have one more week in that house, they'd accept that offer.
Mm-hmm.
But because you said that you needed to be in 30 days, they're like, oh, my gosh, I can't get it done. I've got so-and-so's wedding, or I've got graduation, or I've got this or that, or this big project at work. The list goes on and on. And so what it comes down to is that people need to, you know, just asking questions is really important. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555 or find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend, Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hey, good morning.
And in case you haven't heard, at Frontgate Realty, your home sold, guaranteed, or we'll buy it. To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Or if you like information about how it works, you can go to laurahasthebuyers.com. So we're talking about negotiating offers and going back and forth and that kind of thing in what to do. And one of the things that we were talking about was the move-in date, that sometimes that's a big question. So one of the things that I like to do when we're making an offer is actually go to the seller or the buyer and say, hey, what's most important to you? And so in talking to the other party and letting them know, hey, this is really the important thing. I mean, the price is obviously important, but there's other things that are important as well. And concentrating on that kind of takes the pressure off the price sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so that's a good thing that you want to do. Sometimes when you want to get a price for whatever reason, you know, it's like some people want to end up with X amount of dollars in their pocket and that's it. And so that's what it comes down to. But maybe you could give some other incentives to the buyer as opposed to that.
Yeah, a lot of times you can include home warranty. You can say, I'll contribute towards your closing cost. You know, there, or even I'll give you a bonus towards, or I'll give you a $1,000 allowance towards new flooring. Right. So there's all kind of incentives that you can do to sweeten the deal that'll make it work for both yourself and then the, you know, party interested in buying it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so those kinds of things are really important and know what to do too. And there are times where you need to just decline of what's going on because you're not going to come to a meeting of the minds of what it comes down to, because that
sometimes you just can't win it over, and the headache is just rather let's nip it now than continue with it. Yeah.
Yeah, because life's too short, and we want to make sure that, you know, it's like if it's not going to work, then it's not going to work, you know? And, you know, I had a situation like that recently where, you know, the buyers were very up for, you know, paying a reasonable price and actually above market price for this particular house. And the seller, you know, there were just a few things going on outside that needed some attention, that it was, if they were paying full dollar for the house, they wanted it to be in great condition. And there were a few things outside that needed attention. And one thing was the roof, like we talked about earlier. And, you know, and the seller just didn't even want to hear about it. And they said, no, if you don't want to do it our way, then, you know, that's it. So that was it. You know, it's like we decided that it was better to go ahead and move on to another property and to find something else where they would feel comfortable with it, because they were getting to the point where they weren't feeling comfortable with what was going on. And there were some things that they were willing to give up in that transaction. Like, for example, the owner was in process of putting in a custom closet. And they said, hey, you know, and they were spending $8,000 on the custom closet. And they said, we would rather that we had that $8,000
to do what we want
to in our pocket than the custom closet, because that wasn't something that, you know, they needed or that they were going to do, and it hadn't been done yet. But, you know, it's like when it comes down to those kinds of things, it's like some things are really important to people and other things aren't. So it's like you've got to look and know when you're going to come to the meeting of the minds and when you can work through it and when you can't. But honestly, I would much rather go through the negotiations before you're in a contract than when you're in a contract.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to go through all of those hoops. I mean, because once you're in a contract, you know, there's money involved and there's the house is off the market, so it's costing the seller money. As a buyer, you know, when you're doing inspections and those kinds of things, it's costing you money. You're applying for loans, possibly. You know, there's things that you're doing that are costing you money. So get all that stuff done prior to, you know, come into a meeting of the minds. If you're going to get out of a deal, get out of it before you sign the dotted line. That's always my opinion.
Yeah, but it's easier to get out that way.
It is, because you're not really in it. One more thing that I found really, really interesting is the conflict that's going over vacation rental rights and everything. You know, Airbnb is a really big thing that has come into play over the last few years, although vacation rentals have been a huge business in Central Florida, you know, for years. And one of the probably we're probably the biggest area in the U.S. I know they say that Osceola County, I think, is like number one. And then mm-hmm. they said like Polk County is like number three or four in the country. So when you add all of our counties together, you know, that are kind of in the tourist corridor, we're definitely, you know, got a lot of vacation rentals and a lot of vacation rental houses are still being built. And there's a lot of projects that are being built. They're being done a little bit differently today than mm-hmm. they were 10 years ago with having the resort amenities. But part of the reason that there's a lot of conflict on that is a couple of reasons. One is the homeowners associations that people want their neighbors to be, you know, stable and there all the time and that kind of stuff. And then number two, you're competing with the hotels.
Exactly.
So the hotels, the house rental for vacation competes against the hotels, basically. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA 102.5, the News Talk Station in Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, Frontgate Realty. Your home sold, guaranteed, or I'll buy it. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 o'clock. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Frontgate Realty. And remember, if you want to reach myself or Danielle, you can call 407-566-2555. So when we're talking about the vacation rental rights and that kind of stuff, I've had certain times where I've had people come from out of town and they're like, I want to buy in this neighborhood for a vacation rental. And it's against the rules. And I'm very quick to tell them it's against the rules. Mm-hmm. You know, if they still choose to buy it and what they do with it, that's not really my business. But the bottom line is that, you know, that it is really important. There was a time in the legislature in 2010, like we were talking about earlier, that they were kind of restricted a little, like the rules were kind of taken off because they were trying to get the economy going and everything. But now it's gone back to in 2014, I believe it was, there was another bill that passed that it goes back to the cities or the municipalities or the homeowners associations to determine what kind of community it is. Hmm. And since there are so many communities that are already zoned that way, it only makes sense that if you do want to have that kind of a house, that you would have it in those areas. And yeah. I know that we do find, you know, a lot of times that people say like, oh, I want to have a vacation rental in Celebration. Well, Celebration's rules are that you have to have a lease for at least a year. So if you have a lease for at least a year, you can't use it actually as a vacation rental. So having people in there, but it is, they do definitely compete with the hotels. And like I said, with the new communities and everything that are coming on board, they actually, you know, they have homes with the pools. And then in addition to that, they've got like the lazy rivers they've got all
gorgeous.
they are. They have like the gyms. They've got like a little
tot lots. They've got the playgrounds. They've got
little
the cabanas.
Restaurant and bar and all that kind of stuff. So they definitely are competing, you know, with them. So they do have a good return on investment for those properties. And as they're being built, you can actually get your
inventory lined up.
You get your inventory lined up and get your people coming in that are going to be renting it right off the bat. And it's an awesome second business for people, or investment business for people. And the good news about it is that it's right here in your backyard. So you know, if you've got relatives or friends coming in town and you don't want them staying at your house, you could send them to your vacation house and have them pay and everything. But, you know, they do pay resort tax just like the hotels. So,
who doesn't want to be here, right? We are number one travel destination right here in Orlando. So makes sense.
It totally makes sense. So we just wanted, it's been great talking with you today. I know our show's almost over, but I wanted to finish again, letting everybody know about our little open house that we're going to be having today. And so our address again is 610 Sycamore Street and Suite 350 in Celebration. And so we're Frontgate Realty, obviously.
It's going to be from 4 to 7.
4 to 7. And in Celebration, you've got the snow flying at 6, 7, 8, 9. You got the ice rink and all those other good things. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you next week.
Have a good one. Hopefully we'll see you today.